Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ozzie Guillen.
That's a White Sox baseball.
Analyst for NBC Sports Chicago.
La Pantera. My main story, La Pantera. La Pantera. La Pantera. No, Pantera.
2005 World Series winning manager of the White Sox.
Tying run at second. Two out. Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series. Juan Uribe with a play, charging it, throwing it, and the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
No holds barred baseball opinions.
See you later. Good luck, brother. It's still making you money. And go, you know what? Your next career will be WWE. They'll be waiting for you, puppy. And that's pretty soon.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to the great Ozzie Guillen. And he joins us now on the Score hotline. The winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape. Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How I am? I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I'm making my coffee. I have a little cold, but hey, I take one day at a time and move on and wish for the best in the life.
Mm-hmm. It is really difficult at this point to continue on with what's happening with the White Sox. And it's, you know, I think there's a general disappointment among the fan base, not just with the team, not just with the manager, not just with the general manager, and not just with the owner, not just with the minor league system, all of it.
Well, you know, I never see anything even close to happen. Last night we were a little excited. The commended mainly was put a couple games together, very nice. Philly was throwing the ball great. He threw the ball very, very good. Well, he's one of my favorite in the group. The reason was my favorite, obviously, Crochet got the best stuff, but he's the best pitcher by Saha by a lot. You know, this guy know what he's doing. I won the white pitcher so well back in Korea. He threw a lot of strikes. Good change. You know, it's unbelievable. I think the worst thing, the thing hurt the most last night, it was see this guy wasting a great outing against a team. They're not hitting at all. All of a sudden, they put all those hits together against the White Sox.
So, Ozzie, obviously, pro sports aren't fair. So the conversation quickly goes to, how long will Pedro Grifol last? The Sox are 3-20. They're making the wrong kind of history. Will he be fired? Won't he be fired? And obviously speculation surrounds you and your name. You're the most accomplished manager in White Sox history. You're there and you see this team on a regular basis. You would be somebody that would revive the fan base in a way that not anybody and everybody can. Would you be interested in managing this team? And have you talked to the White Sox about that possibility?
No, I'm not talking to them. First of all, they have a manager, and I respect that. You know, I mean, just they think I'm the guy. and I'll be available to talk to them. It's not why say I'm better than another. I respect. I know what to say. Everything is, you know, it's Pedro's fault, to be honest with you. But, you know, the only Pedro problem you have, everything you say in the past or keep saying to the media or to the fans day in and day out. That's why the media and the fans kind of like blame him out about what he's saying. You know, I mean, we got to get better. We want to work on it. In the end of the day, they don't. They not get better. They not do anything. But right now, I don't know exactly what the White Sox have in their mind. Fire Pedro, I don't know if it's going to be the cure of the problem, you know, because you can see the problem is a fundamental by everything, you know what I mean, by the way they play, how they go about the business, how they treat players. There's so many question marks out there. It's on the manager, man. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's up to them what they want to think, what they're going to bring to the table, what they're going to ask me about it, what they want me to do. But in the end of the day, they have Pedro. I respect that. And I really rooting for him. Of course, I'm rooting for him. You know, I mean, I watched him that position before. I don't know how that feel. Not that bad. Not that bad at all. But I know how they feel when the team don't respond. Nothing at all when you're managing. You know, that's not easy thing to do. But I don't blame the fans and people who want to know the manager, because in the history of the game, when players not perform the way they should be performed, they got to blame the manager. That's it. That's the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's unavoidable, and it isn't that he's doing everything wrong. It's that he's done nothing. You look at this team, and how long did it take before you decided, you know, Maldonado's really not getting it done? How long before you figure out, hey, Benintendi, you got to do something. Andrew Vaughn, we need you to do something. It's a cultural problem, right? The culture of the team is wrong. And therefore, what else can you do if not change the culture?
There's one thing about it. They spray that every day. We got to change the culture. The culture's not that good. We don't like this team last year. Well, they have two players without the pitching staff. So they have only two players, position players, out of the team, you know. It's one thing about the country. You're going to have a losing country. You know, that's the country I worry about it. You know, okay, what kind of country we're going to have? We're going to play good. We're going to do this. We're going to perform. I think it's the... It's not what they show. You know, they say every day we gotta work on it, we gotta address it, we gotta be better. And they don't, you know, be honest, they don't. Then they go backwards. Put it this way. Before pitching staff was way, I think, I'll be honest with you, they even know. I don't think back in the bullpen they don't know what time gonna pitch, what inning, what situation. Mm-hmm. That thing happened. So, I know what to say. I hate that word when they say I got to close it by commitment, because in the end of the day, you not put your players ready to pitch that spot. And I say, Copa, you want to be the closer, and you be the closer to you, not the closer anymore. And or Copa, you are the closer spot. Wilson, you are the closer. You know, just get the guys. Mental side, what my role is going to be, what I'm going to do, what I'm going to be doing. Because every day, like, we up by one, finally. I'm going to close the game. Copa, you in the eight. I say, oh, wow, I got to close the game. You know what I mean? It's like a confusion back in the bullpen. It's like, you got to address that and say, you know what, you're going to be the guy. I don't care what you do. You are the guy. You not save the game. Tomorrow, be ready to save the game. And create that mentality in the bullpen. What inning I'm going to pitch, when I'm going to pitch, what the situation going to be in the game, when I was getting ready to go, make sure I can read the game. I say, is this happening? I might be the guy. If two left is coming, I got to be ready. Mentally, you get ready in the 6th, 7th inning, whoever going to pitch. And I don't think the White Sox have that right now.
See, Ozzie, you're speaking from experience because you've done it before. And you've done it here in Chicago where people obviously remember. And you've done it over the winter where you became only the second manager, along with Tommy Lasorda, to win a Caribbean Series and a World Series. So I'm going to ask you again, I guess, because I wonder, is there anything in the way with your relationship with the White Sox that would interfere with you becoming the manager if the job is open. I know you're being respectful of Pedro Grifol. I know we have to do that because of obvious reasons, but is there anything about your relationship with the organization that would get in the way of you returning to the dugout?
Not that I know. I talk to Jerry every time we got the team, we go to the ballpark to do our show. I talk to Jerry, I talk to Tony. I've been talking to Chris Getz about stuff. You know, I think right now, you talk about 10 years ago, maybe it was a little different. Yes, it was. Maybe it was my fault, but, you know, people's fault, or grown up's fault, but I would have blamed myself for the way to make it easy for everyone. But right now, I'm talking to them a lot. You know, it's just I don't have any problem talking to them. And the situation is that, you know, the situation is what they want, what they're going to do, you know what I mean? Is I know how baseball is now, big time. I know how baseball is now. You know, what you're going to do, what you should do, what not. But I think is that this baseball now is like making a very good salad. You beat the ingredients and you put it together. Then you eat it. You just know how to eat the salad. We just don't do this, don't do that. That no work that way. You have to put, you believe in numbers? Yeah, baseball has been with numbers for a long time. You only need the stats. This is the stats. It's easy to manage it that way. You know how to manage it when you can sit in the clubhouse and see guys face to face, eyes to eye, to see how they respond. Who is upset? Who want to play? You know, you can see that every day in the clubhouse. That's a different thing. Make the separation between numbers and stats than the real game. The stats will help you. Yes, of course it will help you. I was in Venezuela, and they bring me the stuff. I was laughing because I said, how, you know, one guy play once a week, guy is pitching, you know, you got different lineup every day. But in the end of the day, the kids that happen with the Tiburones, it helped me a little bit. It helped me a lot. I kind of get into it a little bit, not a lot, because you got to manage it with your gut feeling, with your brains, and what the scoreboard going to teach you, tell you exactly what move or what you're going to do with. The clubhouse, man, clubhouse is very important. And like I say in the show, I don't care if they hate each other. When you win, you love everyone. And when you love everyone, you're losing, you hate everyone. That's easy as that. I don't care if they're winning. I say, oh, they're happy, you know, they're okay, they come here and work every day. Well, they have to. They have to go there and work every day. That's their job. They get paid for that. Now, the work we done, yes. They're talking about it, yes. They go out there one by one, yes. But in the end of the day, what we see, what we want, is what the project on the field. And the project on the field, wow, it's sad. The project on the field is sad. Believe me, I'm a White Sox fan. Chubb is a White Sox fan. Every time we go to the show, big the click is a pay the butt right now because everybody's not hitting. Like last night we got excited, ready to do the show, and boom, we got to change the show in less than 10 seconds. You know, but it's not easy for us either. Talk about that group. Is they trying? Of course they're trying. Yes, there is no doubt about it. It's just trying it mean nothing. Trying mean anything when you're losing.
Yeah, and I think that the reality is people are sitting here and looking at this team and they're talking about the 1962 Mets. There is a belief that the White Sox could make a run at losing 121 games. It's not that far off. It's not that – it doesn't – the math of it looks like it's legit. That's how bad they are. And I wonder about Jerry Reinsdorf, about his – where he is in his life. Does he want to be the guy that oversees the worst season in baseball history? Is that something that he's okay with? Because we're sitting here, we're talking about a new stadium, we're talking about he's willing to put some money into it and what happens in the future. What about this season? How can you actually go keep rolling out there and lose a game like you did yesterday, which, again, you're messing around with your bullpen at the end of a game. It's nonsensical. You're at a point where you got to get a win. You are desperate for winning. You have a great pitching performance. You score enough runs. You get a, you know, Aloy hits one. come on now. You just can't have it happen. And yet we're sitting here and we're talking about a team that you know, Tony managed this team. They've ended up as a kind of a 500 team. You bring in Pedro. You lose 101 games. 101 games, that seemed awful. And this, I don't know how you get to 40 wins.
It's a funny thing because when you fire the best manager in the history of the game, like, I mean, because I know Connie Maggio was the best, or Tony La Russa, I managed in the old era, new era, championships, you know, I mean, everything. And then all of a sudden, you're going to bring somebody that really, really was, the distance is very far from Tony La Russa to Pedro. That's a lot of gap. Then last year, they're supposed to win. They went south. And I know, okay, they're missing Pantera and they're missing Moncada. But in Moncada, you know, if you talk about those guys never played a full season, and the depth is not the depth they should have. And right now, I see a lot of ball clubs where a lot of people hurt. At least, you see something. They got 7, 8, 10 wins, 12 losses, 14 losses. Now, the White Sox, every day is like, okay, today's the day. And like today, I love Kershaw. But in the end of the day, the way they lost last night, you start to, you know, doubts in your mind. Me, myself, I hope right. the ball club just forget about that one. They're not going to forget about that one. No way. Every time, oh, we're going to go to sleep, we're going to forget about this, why we're ready tomorrow. Nah, you're a human being. You never forgot what happened 10 hours ago, 5 hours ago. You can. And you always going to see that managing a play when we say, okay, we got the lead. Oh, God, the bullpen's coming. I did. I feel that way. Playing or managing, like, oh, God, finally we win the game. It's awful when you feel that way. You're a manager, you're a player. We're like, uh-oh, what's going to be next? Oh, don't make error because that's going to take us to the wrong way. You know what I mean? Right. Just so many things go to you. And I say that because I did play for a bad team. I'm not playing for a bad team like this one. But I played for the bad team. I played for the team. They care about it. They do care about it. They hate each other. You know, we lost a lot of games when Franny was the first base, Robbie was the third base, Oz was the shortstop. That's pretty good infielder. But we go down and we battle, man. You know why we battle like crazy? Because we got Walter Reina. We got Walter Reina, you know, go ahead and lays his theaters down. Every day, he went out and just air us out, you know, get better. But we got better, but we start very bad. But they need somebody in the clubhouse. Maybe they have it, maybe don't. I doubt it. To step over those guys and make them play. Try to be a babysitter. You know, manage is like be a dad. You know, you got 25 kids out there. When they not play good, you go out there. When they play okay, you help it. But at the end of the day, daddy got to get pissed. Daddy got to give it upset. Daddy got to show you guys how I feel. I know everybody have different way to manage it. Everybody have to different way to see life. But in baseball, I'm telling you, players will take advantage of you, or players will turn around, like, listen to you, but exactly they don't get it. And sometimes you got to go the wrong way. People say the wrong way. The right way, work for me in my career as a manager here in Venezuela. Yes, it worked for me. I got my own way to manage it. I respect the player. I love the player. The players don't like me. I don't like them. Players love me. I love them. It's a lot of players love me. A lot. I don't know. But I see a few players that hate me. Hey, nothing wrong with that. When you manage so many years, or you're in baseball so many years, somebody going to love you, somebody going to hate you. That's part of the game. That's part of life. But I think, you know, I think they got to go harder with those players. Know that we're working, we're reading, we're talking. No, I say, it's on the field, you know, produce. I talked to Chris Getz. I talked to Chris Getz about Maldonado. I said, well, okay, you guys don't go anywhere.
Right.
Yesterday, good move for Pedro. Maldonado had to catch that guy. Yeah. He has to. Because he got so many, you know what I mean, I don't think Lee, he can control. This guy got a sinker, change your curveball, you know, so, like five different pitches. But the rest of the guy, fastball, slider, change, give Lee the chance to show you, I say in the show, give Lee the chance to show you, can he be the guy for the future?
Right.
Or we got to look for somebody out. That's it. That's right now. It's a perfect situation to see, okay, We count with Lee. He's the guy. Or, no, we give him $300-400 bucks. It's not working. We got to be prepared for the future. That's how you make ball club. That right now with Sosa, every time we bring Sosa, I love Sosa. It's Venezuelan. But every time we bring Sosa, now, you know, in the future, we cannot come with Sosa. Every time go to the big league, yesterday got like 4 home runs, 3 home runs. But every time come to the big league, not the player they want to be. You have told them, hey, this is exactly what we want you to do.
Would you bench Benintendi?
I bench you just for a couple of days to see what's going on.
Right.
Because now Benintendi is just not hitting. He's just throw the ball to the wrong situation, right. Not do the job when they have to move the guy over. So many things wrong. And believe me, you'll hear me over the years talking about Benintendi. Had been nice, you know, how he played. He's a professional guy. But right now, he's lost. He's lost. Yeah. He's very lost. And Bonnie, it's not come around a little bit. It's in about a little bit better, but he got a long way to go. He's even close to what he was.
Ozzy, you're the best. Thank you so much. Great catching up with you. Before we let you go, it's now time for Ozzy's Outlook, and that's brought to you by Four Winds Casinos. The winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape. How do you see the Cubs and the White Sox games going today, Ozzy?
I like the Cubs today because Arrighetti, they're going to pitch for Houston. He's a no win. He got 11.57 ERA. And the guy going to pitch for the Cubs is Taylor, the 180 with one win. Nothing pitching-wise, I like the Cubs. I wish I could say that about the White Sox. We crocheted on the mound, the best pitcher they have. But what happened yesterday, it got me a little confused. But when the best pitcher is on the mound, I always like the best pitcher. I think Crochet will dominate the Minnesota Twins today.
Great stuff, Ozzy. Thank you.
Thanks, Oz.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys.
You too.
That is Ozzy Guillen. It's interesting. You know, he can't really come out and say, yeah, I'd manage this team.
No, but he would, and I think that everyone understands
no.
that. He did not say no, and I don't think he would say no.
I don't think he should say no.
Ozzy cares about the organization. He's got a passion for the White Sox, and he's got an ability that people tend to overlook and forget that he still can manage.
312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Would you be interested in managing this team? And have you talked to the White Sox about that possibility?
No, I'm not talking to them. First of all, they have a manager, and I respect that. You know, I mean, just they think I'm the guy, and I'd be available to talk to them. It's not why say I'm better than another. I respect. I know what to say. Everything is. You know, it's Pedro's fault, to be honest with you. But, you know, the only Pedro problem you have, everything is say in the past.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. I'm not sure if anyone cares, but the White Sox are making a run at 121 losses, the Major League Baseball record. the 62 bets were 40-120, and it looks like the Sox are worse than any team we've seen in forever.
And with every loss, they're inching closer to the worst start since, and the worst start ever. That's think these are the kind of things you want to avoid, obviously. And so naturally, there are going to be questions about the manager. Fair or not, nobody's blaming Pedro Grifol, but I think we all can agree that something has to change, and there is an obvious solution to the problem of irrelevance that is, you know, creeping in quickly if it's not already arrived. Ozzie Guillen would move the needle. Ozzie Guillen would make you feel like at least they're going to have a professional product and make you feel a little bit better about if you're going to the ballpark and you're paying major league price for a minor league team.
Listen, it, you know, as a texter says, if they were playing in England, they'd be relegated. Well, the White Sox are so bad, they don't deserve to be in the Premier League. They don't deserve to stay against the opponents they're currently playing. Mm-hmm. They need to have some sort. And again, there's no reward. There's nothing you're going to get out of this. You know, this season will end. You'll have the 10th pick in the 2025 draft. Where does that get you?
You've got 140 games left, though. It is too early to concede anything.
Oh, listen.
When I say concede anything, I just mean in terms of a full-fledged surrender to being interested, to being competitive, to being compelling. You can't sacrifice a season on April 24th. You've got to try to salvage something out of this.
But, David, the thing that kills me watching this team – I knew they weren't going to be able to hit. I knew coming in that they had opted not to have hitters, but they can't play an ounce of defense. They can't hit the cutoff man. Andrew Benintendi,
that's mental.
Is the highest paid free agent in White Sox history, and he has the worst WAR of any player on the worst team in baseball.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money down the
drain. So he can take a seat on the bench for a while.
Well, I don't know what else you do.
That's what you have to do because the replacement can't be any worse and you need to send a message quickly. I thought Ozzie handled the questions about the job responsibly, professionally, and in a way that people might not have expected 5 years ago.
Right.
And I think that you see the growth in him on the air every day and you see his passion for the organization that is very difficult to find anywhere else. You know, who cares about the White Sox? You know who does? Ozzie Guillen. And so if you are considering saving this season, salvaging something, we're not people who sit in this chair and fire coaches and this guy's got to go or that guy's got to go. But I do think if you're Jerry Reinsdorf and you do seemingly care still about this product, you've got to act and do something that shows and proves that right now.
Listen, you know, Danny Mendick being brought up to the big leagues, he's gotten some hits. There are players available. Garrett Cooper just cut by the Cubs. He's a professional hitter. You need bats. You need people that can play a different – you need different and you need better bats – and that shouldn't be that difficult to get. You know, I know they signed Tommy Pham and he's going to come up here and everyone's going to make jokes. He's a professional hitter. He will hit when he gets here because he can do it.
Cooper's a hitter. Cooper's a professional hitter. Yeah.
That's my point.
I don't disagree with that.
They don't have guys that can bat 250.
They need offense, no doubt about it. But I also think they need to have a coherent plan and a mission they stick to.
Yes.
And Molly, I don't know if, for instance, Nick Nastrini and maybe Jonathan Cannon is going to follow him to Charlotte. Why?
Right.
Why? If you're going to stink out loud, why not try to get your pitchers who are giving you some maybe semblance of hope in the future a chance to fail at the major league level while you're on your way to 120 losses? I don't think that any start that Mike Clevinger takes, personal feelings aside, I don't think that any start that Brad Keller takes is very productive. If you have a big picture, long range plan, why?
Listen, we have a texter saying he doesn't think Ozzie could save this ragtag side. You know, it'll be different. It would shake things up. You would have someone who would come in. You would move people into different positions, you would get people responsible for what they're doing. I'm not blaming Pedro. It's not his fault. This is one of the worst rosters in Major League Baseball. Nonetheless, something has to change. Something.
You're right, because we're talking about the tune-out factor. And there's a huge tune-out factor right now. Every time that Pedro Grifol talks, every time the White Sox play, and at least the minimum you're going to get from Ozzie Guillen is that nobody's really going to tune out the Sox, because they don't do it now. He's the most compelling thing about this season. What's Ozzie going to say after the game? What's he going to say before the game? And I think if you put him in the dugout, the team is going to respond in a way that's going to be fundamentally recognizable, and he's going to have something to say that keeps your attention and holds it for the summer.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, they got a lot of guys that can't play, and they got a lot of guys that keep playing despite the fact that they can't play. And they're basically, it's like you're just kind of taking your head and you're banging it into a wall. And at some point, you got to say enough. And at some point, you've got to figure out a way that you are going to be able to win a game a week. I mean, they've won three games.
A game a week.
I mean, is that asking for that much?
No. No.
Oh, my God, is this awful.
I would hope that if you make a change, that you have to do it with the idea that you're going to at least approach respectability. Right now, they're so far away from that, they can't even see it. Their biggest offseason acquisition was a milkshake.
Yeah. Again, you can sit here and say to me, like, they've won three games. Who cares if they can win six games? This is historically bad. If they could win, they probably have six wins in them. They just didn't manage it correctly, being brutally honest.
It's about the professionalism of an organization in Major League Baseball. As you point out, that if there were different rules, they would be relegated. This is about paying. This is about paying major league prices for a minor league product.
And this is about, you promoted a guy into the general manager job because you were convinced that that was the fastest way you could get better. Is that the idea? Okay, I'm willing to say it's not Pedro Grifol's fault, but he doesn't belong in that job. I'm willing to say it's not Chris Getz's fault, but he doesn't belong in that job. I don't know.
You can have one or the other. You can have an inexperienced general manager if you have a reasonably seasoned manager. You can have an inexperienced manager if you have a general manager who knows what he's doing and has done it before. I don't think you can have both. And the Sox are going on the cheap, and they're paying the price for that right now.
312-644-6767. That's the number. We're going to bring in Chris Chelios. We'll talk to Chelly, and then we can get to all your calls, and we'll open up the phone lines. Mully and Haw on the...
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris Chelios. Up the boards to Chelios with room. He shoots. Score!
BetMGM ambassador. The king of sportsbooks.
Nice play by Chris Chelios.
Hockey Hall of Famer.
Chris Chelios is not human. I'm convinced of it. Not only will he go in the Hall of Fame, I think he should go in the Smithsonian.
Blackhawks legend.
Chelios will add defense, but he'll also add offense to the Hawks.
Steve Smith ahead to Murphy. Nichols at the line. Chelios moving in.
Time Stanley Cup champion.
What a competitor Chris Chelios has been over the years, and he's been a winner every place he's ever been.
Chris Chelios with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And joining us now is BetMGM ambassador Chris Chelios. BetMGM, the king of sportsbook. And Chelly, we got the NFL draft tomorrow. The obvious question, have you worked out with Caleb Williams?
No, and hopefully I won't need to. And he'll do fine, and, you know, the Bears will turn it around.
You know everybody, though. I figured that there'd be some sort of connection out in Hollywood or Malibu or wherever he has been, and you have been. No Caleb connections, though, huh?
No, I'm sticking with the older guys. I'm going to, you know, this younger generation's a little too advanced for me. So I'm just going to, moderation now for me, nothing crazy anymore.
Do you know, when you look at a draft, and obviously I mentioned the NHL draft, the Blackhawks will have 7 picks. We don't know how high, but they should have some really good draft picks. 7 picks in 2024. I don't know where you're at with quality over quantity. In other words, are you just looking for the best player that can help you long term, or are you looking at specific positions and how you can get better as a team?
I think it's position, you know, because you need the chemistry to, you know, you can't have all superstars. There's not enough pucks on the ice for them, or you know, it's almost like baseball's gotten to where you got the middle reliever, the closer. So there's guys that are great on faceoff, guys that are great defensively. So there's chemistry, but the one thing I did like, I think Kyle Davidson, you guys probably saw the articles about surrounding Bedard and speeding up this process of the rebuild, which I think fans love to hear that. Regardless of what happens in the draft, it looks like they're going to make some moves for free agency too, which is great. They're obviously going to get a top pick, top 3 pick,
right,
which should be a guy that could, you know, start in the NHL right and be an impact player, somewhat like Bedard. But it's exciting, I think, that they've made that announcement. And, you can't, that type of year, finishing, second to last, that's, for a city like Chicago and a sports city and the Blackhawks, what they built, that culture with the 3 cups, you got to put a better team out on the ice, and they're aware of that now.
That alarm means it's time to win. You're right, Kyle Davidson. It means that it is time to start getting serious about winning again. And I wonder, Chelly, as you listen to the exit interviews, some of the veterans sounded a little bit ticked off about why this hasn't come sooner. It's Seth Jones probably being the most outspoken guy. He's got the longest contract and maybe the most security. What did you think about the tone of his comments and the idea that the Blackhawks have been unable to sustain anything because they're getting a lot of guys on one-year prove-it deals? They don't feel like they can build that kind of chemistry. And they were pretty vocal about what they were living through.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. It's like the players find it unacceptable, and they're sending a message to management. And then Foligno, too. It's good it wasn't just one guy, Jones. Foligno had something to say also. You could see the frustration in his interview. So I think it's a good thing. I'm sure, they're talking to Davidson, and Luke Richardson's probably had some input. You don't know what's said behind closed doors. But I think it's a frustrated group of guys that know they have to get way better.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. Do they need a big splash move? We've had these conversations about, could you bring back Kaner? And, you keep wondering, why would he want to come back? But at the same time, that would speed up the rebuild.
Yeah, I mean, you got that big house up on the north side. He'd like nothing better than to use it, I'm sure. So, and I know he's going to spend the summer, at least part of his summer, in Chicago. He loves it. Things change quick. And after that, I know it's just one game, but when he came back and the ovation, the crowd, I think it'd be one of the greatest PR moves ever to bring Kane back. But, that's not my decision. But as a fan, which I've always been of the Hawks, I think it'd be amazing for him to come back and play with Bedard and whoever this other top pick's going to be. It'd be great.
Or if we're talking about guys past their prime, last night I came to mind watching the Lightning and the Panthers. Steven Stamkos is going to be available, perhaps. He could be a guy that also – you're going to have somebody like that, Chelly. I think you're going to have to need, whether it's Kane or Stamkos, just a proven scorer, a proven commodity to line up alongside Bedard to kind of to upgrade the talent level, don't you?
Yeah, I don't see Stamkos, but a player of that stature, yes. And the good thing is it's such an easy market in Chicago to sell that to a free agent. It's a great city. People love to come play there. So that's the one advantage that we have in Chicago, signing those free agents, where it's tough to get, Canadian teams, it's impossible almost to get guys to sign up there in other cities. So, Yeah, the veteran guys like that, the leadership, you know, that they've played roles and had success. So they're out there. They're always out there, and hopefully we'll be able to land a couple of those guys.
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting because I think when we talk about, you know, especially in hockey, the different types of players there are, you need, as you said earlier, kind of to be able to mesh the different skill sets together. And I look at the Blackhawks and I think, you know, they obviously you want top end stuff, but there are some lower end players that you need to improve too. There are, you know, there are going to be 7 or 8 guys that are going to leave this team for various reasons as you look to build this thing moving forward. And you don't just want young draft picks coming up. You need kind of a combination of players in different age groups, let's say.
Yeah, and there's got to be improvement with these young guys. You know, Kershev's got to start, you know, he had a pretty good year offensively. You know, he's just got to start learning to play the both ends and as another guys. And you know, they got some good young picks. We just, a couple of the kids they signed at the end of the year, they're going to get their opportunity. But again, you have to have that. I'm a big believer in veteran leadership in that room. It goes a long way, and I like those big clunker defensemen that, you know, don't look like they do a whole lot, but they just know how to play.
Kelly, I don't think anybody in the NHL playoffs has as much to gain this year in terms of stature or legacy or whatever than Austin Matthews. If the Leafs can win the East, if they can get into the Stanley Cup Finals, I think you look at that, and he would be the biggest reason why. Do you agree, or who else do you see has as much to gain?
Oh, my God, like... I watched that Florida-Tampa game. Now, they lost Bennett yesterday. I don't know if his wrist or his hand. That's a big loss for them. But it's tough. Like, I honestly couldn't predict between Boston. I don't want to count out Carolina either because they play such a perfect game. But it's just like survival of the fittest. If Toronto can stay healthy, you know, they do need to make them, you know, a run in the playoffs here. They've only been by the second round in years with all that skill and great regular season. So that'd be such a disappointment if you don't see Matthews go deep in the playoffs. But again, Boston seemed to have had their number. They got a little life there last game. Maybe, you know, that'll carry over into Game 3, but it's a long playoff, and it just, you know, one significant injury. You saw Vancouver lost their starting goalie, and Nashville was all over that kid that had to play. So it's going to be a long playoff for these teams.
Great stuff, Chris. Great catching up with you. Appreciate your time as always, man.
Thanks, Chelly.
All right, guys, take care.
That's Chris Chelios. What a good dude. I'm surprised he hasn't worked out with Caleb Williams.
I'm surprised
he hasn't caught a pass from him, too.
Maybe what? Saturday.
Caleb is really quiet. Like, he lives a low profile. He doesn't go out a lot, I think. You know,
really?
Yeah, did you see the whole Lego party thing with him? He gets Legos with his friends, and they do these huge, like, Lego kits. And like they each get a bag and the instructions, and they kind of spread out amongst his, apartment, if you want to call it that. And like they put these things together, and then like come together with each piece built, and then start stacking them. I mean,
so
that's
saying like they make the Sears Tower or something. Everybody has a little.
Everybody has like a little piece of it, right? Like they make a cruise ship. I'm saying like that's Caleb is like he doesn't mind going out, but he knows not to stay out too late. He knows to get out of his situation before things get off the rails a little bit. I mean, do yourself a favor. David mentioned it's about 90 minutes, but if you're like on the fence or you're all in or all out on Kate, if you're a Bears fan, you need to watch that thing because it's
the pivot.
You need to watch it. It's outstanding. I mean, and you might come away with it still hating him. And if you didn't like him going in, you might come out loving him.
I don't think there's as many people.
It helped me like him more.
I don't think there's many people that hate him as much as you think.
Yeah, I
think a lot of people are coming around, Dustin.
Well, okay, coming around. But they did. David, you made it a point that said no more talk on this show about trading the number one pick or about Caleb Williams not being the number one pick.
I have never.
I have worked in sports talk radio for over 20 years. I've worked in sports talk radio. Almost 30 years I've worked in sports talk radio. I have never seen a topic more 50-50 than Caleb Williams, Justin Fields.
Well,
ever.
But I am not arguing with you, Dustin, because you are a master at your craft. But I would say that anybody that is still in the Fields camp, and by the way, Did you see Shefty reported that the Pittsburgh Steelers are picking up his option? They're going to give him the $25 million.
No.
That's what he said.
They are picking up his option. No,
they are not going.
They're
to
not.
Pick it up.
Oh, they're not picking. No, they're not. No.
No one should.
No, absolutely not.
But
that's no surprise.
Okay.
Because he's not.
That's a whole other story.
But my point is, he's no longer on their roster. He is now a member.
He's somebody else's problem.
That seems exactly so right. Long ago. That debate.
But I mean that
debate, divided a city.
That debate doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't.
Right?
We've got a call on line one that is anti-Caleb Williams, that the Bears have traded the answer
away.
We'll get to him next.
It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.